Now, COVID-19 has taken a heavy toll on Wisconsin's Native American communities. Indigenous Wisconsinites have died of COVID-19 at a rate 1.4 times greater than that of white Wisconsinites. Back in October, COVID cases exploded in Native American communities in the state, swelling to 3 times the numbers of the previous month. Numbers have gone down since, as they have in the state at large. Will Funmaker is executive director of the Great Lakes Area Tribal Health Board. Will, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Hi, Rob. Thanks for having me.
Well, at the national level, January was the deadliest month for COVID-19. Wisconsin numbers as a whole have been getting better over a month. For Native Americans in Wisconsin, what have things looked like lately?
Well, you know, I want to kind of caveat everything initially with just that I'm able to discuss more what I've seen from the Great Lakes Area Tribal Health Board perspective. Many of the tribes are obviously dealing from their different perspective, whether it's in different parts of the country or just in our region here. But overall, there definitely does seem to be a higher rate amongst tribes in our whole region. And that's been a pretty big difficulty because, again, we're kind of looking at harder access to healthcare because of the lower funding. We're also having to deal with regions of that are very hard to access, and persons are dealing with a pandemic where they're not able to get access to healthcare as easily as a lot of persons, whether they're in urban areas or even close areas. I mean, some tribes are hundreds of miles away from the nearest facility to be able to seek any sort of treatment.
And it sounds like that's COVID-19 is creating new problems, but in other ways, it's highlighting already existing problems with healthcare access. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, and that's kind of where, you know, where they're severely underfunded. Indian Health Service, I know they do a lot as best as they're able to, and with the funding that they receive from their government sources. But the Great Lakes region is pretty much generally underfunded. Very consistently. So when you're behind that eight ball as a Native community with the underfunding, now you throw in a pandemic where you're dealing with, again, what are the comorbidities that make it even more difficult for people, elder people and all those of diabetes, hypertension, high cholesterol, some of those main areas that are being focused on an underfunded area. And that also ties in with the morbidities of COVID. So that's why we are seeing those communities being severely affected because of those.
Have you seen examples in the Great Lakes region where tribal communities were able to, come up with innovative ways to try to tackle this or deal with other healthcare partners?
Yeah, I know. You know, even when communities are underfunded and Indian Health Service is doing their best with it, a lot of the medical personnel that are able to work, that are working, they're doing their absolute best in their communities. These are community members. They're living there. Generally, they've grown up there, and they're doing their darn best to make sure that they'll be able to provide the care that's needed. So, you know, that's what I've seen working virtually, being able to reach out to those community members as best as they're able to, because, again, a lot of these regions are not necessarily always able to be connecting to Wi-Fi, even getting data on their cell phone. But with some of the real big efforts of the healthcare personnel, of different tribal personnel, they're able to reach out or provide some sort of service, whether it's getting them a data plan of some sort, cell phones, to be able to still continue to connect to other community members. So there has been a lot of effort in that. And again, you know, I can't speak enough about how much the healthcare personnel, even with the disparity in the funding, have really worked hard and diligently to be able to still continue to provide care and to reach out to the community members.
Talking to Will Funmaker, executive director of the Great Lakes Area Tribal Health Board, talking about how COVID-19 has affected tribal communities, Native American communities in Wisconsin and in neighboring states, some of the unique challenges they have faced over the last year as well. Well, now, Will, here we are with vaccines rolling out. What are you seeing when it comes to vaccines being distributed to some of your healthcare partners, the people working in these communities around the region?
Yeah, there definitely was a lot of, I know there was some planning help with the Indian Health Service, with some of the states. If we're talking about the state of Wisconsin, there was some various coordination as they were trying to determine where tribes were determining, because they're their own sovereign nation, where they wanted to get their vaccines. So Indian Health Service and the state of Wisconsin was trying to reach out and determine which tribes were going to get it from whom. And some of that communication definitely was getting confused, and being able to determine who was going to be able to get us or get different communities the most amounts and the most efficiently. But communication was getting confused. I think there was a lot of different issues that kind of were coming around with that. I know Indian Health Service was doing their best to coordinate as best as they were able to, the state of Wisconsin as well. I think it seems like it has been getting a little bit more efficient in the recent weeks. I think after the initial opening at the end of December, there was a little bit more of a, definitely, like I said, that confusion. And then as we've gone along, got a little bit more efficient, we have seen a little bit of an uptick in the amounts of vaccines that are able to go out to the different tribes.
Well, I've read about concern among some communities around the United States that you know, this is a disease that, as you mentioned, affects older people particularly hard. Concerns over the loss of elders and what that's going to mean for people who might be actively transmitting, preservation of culture, preservation of language. Is that something you've seen a concern in the Great Lakes area?
Yeah, I mean, this is something that's extremely difficult. Obviously, the effect of COVID on the elders is high. It's disproportionately high. It's disproportionately high amongst natives. Who is going to be your persons that are fluent speakers? It's going to generally be the older persons. And unfortunately, when they walk on, we lose that information, that things that cannot be, that are very difficult to reproduce. Just the cultural practices, the traditions, that is just that they have locked in that great mind of theirs, and we're not able to recover that. I know many tribes are working to try to document a lot of these things before persons pass on, and it's just a continuing effort. But with this pandemic, obviously, everything was shutting down, slowly reopening. But in the meanwhile, we're losing hundreds of thousands of persons that are having this knowledge that you're never going to be able to replace. And it's definitely difficult to see. It's continuing. And I know the tribes and around the whole country are doing their darn best to ensure that they're able to protect elders as best as they're able to, whether it's vaccination efforts, getting them health care as best as they can. So it's just a continuing effort, that's for sure.
And Will, in our last minute or so, are there lessons you're hoping we can take as hopefully soon we emerge from COVID-19 when it comes to, you know, ways to have that better healthcare infrastructure in place?
Well, you know, this generally comes down to is funding. When the tribes are able to get funding for their clinics, their healthcare facilities, they're able to provide their healthcare. And there's obviously a lot of hurdles that have to overcome with that. I know that many are hopeful with the new administration that they have voice support for increased funding. And we're hoping to see something with that because, like we said, natives are behind the eight ball when it came to this pandemic. And when we have that ability to be able to provide that health care in a timely manner, we find that we won't be as lost in the whole shuffle of COVID as, hopefully we're able to meet the standards for that everybody else is seeing.
Will, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you, Rob.
Will Funmaker is the executive director of the Great Lakes Area Tribal Health Board. He joined us today for a look at the impact of COVID-19 in Native American communities here in Wisconsin.